Pete, it's great to talk to you. Your comment, your thought on the hot potato game played over there at the Justice Department with old Rosenstein issuing that that letter yesterday. I guess he doesn't even have the decency to call up Jeff Sessions and say, hey, Jeff, I'm going to be appointing a special counsel. He has someone on his staff, like, walk over, call Jeff's staff. What is that? What kind of administration is this when your deputy AG doesn't even tell the AG face-to-face about a huge issue like this?
Well, you know, I don't know what happened internal the Justice Department, but the bottom line is the guy responded to really fake news that came out from the Washington Post on Monday and the New York Times on Tuesday. These stories were headline news. Within 24 to 36 hours, they had major holes in these stories. But the narrative had been set that the president leaked classified information and that there was a secret Comey memo out there. That was the narrative. Those were fake stories. They were lousy investigative reporting, and yet the Justice Department responded to it. And now we have a special counsel where there is still no evidence that there's even a crime or anything serious has happened, and we now have a special counsel. It's absolutely crazy. It's, you know, I think the president needs to recognize, and I've met with him and we've talked a little bit about this. These Obama folks that are still in the administration need to go.
Well, Rosenstein was one of them. Rosenstein is a career guy, but he's an Obama person. He worked in the Obama Justice Department. Why Jeff Sessions thought that was the right choice for deputy, knowing that these people wanted Trump out the night he was elected, they were starting to plot Donald Trump's impeachment. That the articles were written, they were all ready to pursue this, and we decide to put in a deputy AG who worked in the Obama Justice Department. I never understood that. I love Jeff Sessions, but that was a cataclysmic mistake on his part.
It was a cataclysmic mistake. Devin Nunes did the same thing on the House Intel.
Why did he step out?
Why did he step out? And it's kind of like Republicans are operating on this thing,
scared,
this strategy that if we give them a little bit, you know, they will back off.
Oh.
And it's kind of like, no, you give them a little bit and they're going to come back for more and more because you keep showing weakness. And again, we've got to expose this Washington Post story on Monday for the total fabrication that it was. Otherwise, they're going to keep running with this garbage coming out at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, attacking this president and his administration. If they keep getting away with it, they're going to keep doing it, and it will get worse.
Well, and the Democrats, by the way, already today, including Nancy Pelosi, saying that an independent commission in the Congress still has to be appointed. They want another commission.
Yeah.
They already have two investigations. They want another one now.
Yeah. And
drip,
exactly right. Drip, drip. They got what they wanted, and now they're asking for more. And, you know, Republicans they need to stand up and fight. But what really damages the Republicans is there's always a couple of Republicans that are going out there and they're siding with the Democrats. And saying, yeah, you know, this really does warrant a special investigator or special counsel and these types of things. And, of course, they then make the news and they become the story that says it's now a bipartisan call for these types of things. But, the president and his administration, they need to get a hold of this. They need to keep fighting. Sometimes it looks like the only person that's really fighting
is Trump.
Is the president?
Right.
Is the president himself?
Let's talk staff, like, Pete. Let's talk staff. And I got to be careful what I say here because I don't want to overstep it either, because it's easy to be on the outside and judging what's going on the inside because there's a lot happening. Does this though not reconfirm what people like you and I have been around this town for a long time already know? You have to have players on the field who can play in the NFL. This is going to be they're going to hit you with their helmet. They're going to do illegal plays on you. They're going to try to take you out at the knees. They try to get you out of the game, get you out for the season. You have to have the A team on the field with your staff. That means you have to have a locked down, loyal staff who doesn't rush to Politico every time Trump yells at them. You got these people calling up Politico and calling up all these outlets. Oh, it's so hard to work as a man. Oh, it's so difficult. Oh, he's mean to us. Oh, get it. If you didn't want to work in the big leagues, you should never have come through the door at the White House. These people who are leaking make me sick to my stomach, and Trump should have fired them a long time ago.
If he finds them, they need to go immediately. You do need the A team. As much as I appreciate the president constantly saying, "I'm going to drain the swamp," he needs some people who have actually been in the swamp and fought in the swamp, who know how to fight in the swamp.
There are some good people in the swamp. Thank you.
There are some good people in the swamp who have done it. And they've backed him and they've supported him. And he needs some of those people around him. And he also then needs to listen to them because he hasn't been in the swamp.
No.
He's not a swamp person. And I think, the swamp is just kind of sucking this, trying to suck this administration down. And right now, the swamp, in some respects, what's happened this week is winning. He needs to get a hold of, and you're absolutely right, it needs to be the A team, and it needs to be people who are willing to go out there, and they need to engage in hand-to-hand combat each and every day, and they have to be ready to do it 24/7, because the other side is relentless.
And I have to also remind people of what happened with the special counsel and Scooter Libby. The special counsel, special prosecutor, can and does hire a massive staff. And all that staff's job is to find something, anything that you can find tangentially related. It doesn't even have to be tangentially related in the process of investigating any ties between the campaign and Russia. Any of the campaign, any of the staffers' emails are suddenly under subpoena, staffers' cell phones, texts, everything. And then, lo and behold, they find something that was never part of any investigation. And then we have someone like Scooter Libby, who wasn't even the source of the leak, ends up ruined.
Right. And, the other thing that Republicans have, I mean, there's a beautiful narrative out there about, Russian influence and trying to get into the Clinton campaign and the Clinton team and these types of things. That's something that Mueller ought to be looking at. But Republicans aren't even talking about that narrative. This is, if the Russians were trying to influence the campaign, then we also, if we give them that much credit, then we also have to recognize that they were also planning on how to infiltrate the winning team so that
Hillary
could manipulate that team. So they were, what were they doing with Hillary? Because we all knew Hillary was going to win. So we got to take, if they're going to look at Trump, they also have to take a look at what was going on with Hillary and her people, and they've got all kinds of ties to the Russians.
Well, some of the Republicans,
speaking fees.
Right. Pete, some of the Republicans are demanding that in their investigation, they're demanding the Hillary expansion as well. So they're demanding that it goes back to Hillary Clinton. But look, she's not president. We got Donald Trump as president. And just to recap, what Pete Hoekstra, former director of House Intel, has said on this show, and when both of us agree on this, the first mistake here, there are a lot of mistakes, but one of the critical mistakes is Jeff Sessions recusing himself from the Russia investigation when there was no basis for a recusal. He bowed to the political pressure. I don't know why, but he did. Number two was the appointment of Rod Rosenstein as deputy attorney general, who worked in the Obama Justice Department, who, according to some of his colleagues in the U.S. attorney class in which he was appointed, was not even in the middle of those considered top U.S. attorneys. He was kind of at the bottom. He was not an outstanding U.S. attorney. I mean, I heard this from two or three people who were top. So number two, that's really important. Number three, the leakers inside the West Wing do not have the president's best interest at heart. They're worried about their next job. That's another problem. A fourth problem, I think, that we need to talk about is, and this seems to go back to Don McGahn, who's the White House counsel, another person who is not equipped to be White House counsel because he's never done this stuff before. He apparently knew there was an ongoing investigation into Mike Flynn and thought I guess we can still hire Mike Flynn. I mean, if there's a federal investigation going on into Mike Flynn about his foreign agency stuff with Turkey, you can't have him be national security advisor. How does McGahn okay that?
Yeah, there's. I wasn't aware. That's new information to me, but yeah. If they were aware of it.
Today.
I can tell you, I'm going through some of the clearances and background checks and those kinds of things, and you know they go through every little detail. And if the White House knew this, I mean, the job of these folks is to protect the president and protect his administration and not make those kinds of mistakes. And again, if you haven't been in the swamp, you maybe don't know what the vulnerabilities are or how people jump on some of what may have looked like, you know, there's nothing here, but so we can move forward. But no, as we've seen on Monday and Tuesday, they take the smallest little incident and blow it way out of proportion.
Pete Hoekstra, you are a man who's been through a lot on Capitol Hill. You've seen these wars. Republicans tend to back down, turn tail, and run. Democrats stick together regarding whether it's impeachment or other allegations. The Democrats never break ranks. Never, never, never. Republicans, first ones to do so. It's unbelievable. They'll never learn anything. Pete Hoekstra, you're a great American. We'll take a break. Don't go away. Stay with us.
The Laura Ingraham Show.